steamrolling into a brand new week, but it's not just any other week. Let's it's A-Day week.
Go.
A-Day week. How about this? Why don't we have the same enthusiasm? How about we just, we right now say we're going to have the same excitement over a Monday that we do a Friday. Why not? Why not get excited because it's Monday and it's a brand new week?
Not yay, the week is over. How about yay, let's have a week.
How about let's have a brand new week? How about whatever you do, whether it's a job or a parent or a friend or a child of somebody, you be the best you can be today because you get the opportunity to do that today. And it doesn't matter if it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It doesn't matter. It's a brand new chance for you today.
Do you know what this week represents for you? The general you watching, 50% of you guys are watching are Auburn fans. The other 50, I have no clue based on the comments. But the Auburn, talking to the Auburn fans, the intended audience here.
Yeah.
Do you know what this week represents for you?
Tell them, Zach.
We get, you know, special opportunities to go and watch practice and sit in the same room and hear Golish talk and all of that. But this is an opportunity for Auburn fans who can make it. Yes, it stinks. It's not televised. I hate it because a lot of folks watch from out of town.
Yep.
And some folks have reached out saying that they are coming in, which is great.
Yeah.
But for the folks who can make it and see Byron Brown for the first time in person and see Alex Golish in person and see this team in person for the first time, it represents a new era.
Yep.
What did we ask for the last half of the past season and really in the weeks leading up to Alex Golish hire? We asked and begged for change.
Yep.
We asked and begged, like,
come on,
what we're seeing isn't working.
Yep.
And now we get to pivot to something that is, we all agree, is different, vastly different.
Yep.
A full 180. And we get to see that the general, we, the Auburn fan base who can make it to Jordan-Hare Stadium on Saturday, it's free.
Tell them.
Travel. It's worth it.
Yep.
You get to see the start of a new era that we all asked for on Saturday. And that's worth being excited about.
Come on.
Monday, Bradlaugh.
Come on.
Let's go. Zach.
This is crazy. Oh, it's fantastic. I love it. Hey, Keyshawn Singleton, let's see it. Jeremiah Cobb, Bryson Washington, let's see you. Chaz Nimrod, let's see you. Xavier Atkins, baby, coming back for his second
year. Run through a freaking wall.
Come on.
Let's go.
Let's see it. Who's gonna be your starting corners? Let's see them. Let's see them. Let's see your defensive lineman. Edge, who's it going to be? Keldrick Falk's not here anymore. Kieran Crawford's not here anymore.
Edge, guys, I've been talking smack about you all spring.
Is
prove
it your
me
time?
Wrong, please.
Yeah,
prove
is
me
it
wrong.
Your time? Whose time is it? Whose time is it? I love it. Holy crap. I didn't realize we were going to go that hard to get this thing started today. I love it.
Nice, where the guys go hard.
It's a T-shirt. It's a T-shirt. So, it is. It's A-Day week. It's time to check. You know what? The last time there was a coach who spent time in an SEC school as an offensive coordinator. Then he went to a Group of Five school in the state of Florida. And then he came back to the SEC as a head coach at a different school than the one he was an offensive coordinator. That guy had some pretty good success. And I think that guy just took his team to the playoffs, even though he didn't coach them in the playoffs. And I think he just became one of the highest paid coaches in college football over the offseason when he changed schools. I think that guy is Lane Kiffin, but I'm not sure. You guys tell me. Okay.
Sure.
Offensive coordinator, Group of Five school in the state of Florida, back to the SEC as a head coach. Success.
I'll do you one other. Found success, had one of the best offenses his year at college football when he's an offensive coordinator, goes off to be a head coach at a G5 school, comes back to Auburn.
Yeah.
Goes to a national championship his first year as head coach.
You're one.
I'm talking about Gus Malzahn.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Mm. Wow, we're booging today.
We really are. We really are. I don't know what kind of, I know the energy drink I've got going. I don't know what everybody else has had today.
C4.
There you go. This is fantastic.
Second best beverage.
You know what? I've discovered why. I told you about this on Friday. I think I figured out why most energy drinks don't hit with me. It's because of the name. It sounds a little too aggressive. C4 is dynamite. I don't want to drink something called, I don't want like Monster or Voodoo or I don't, you know, like stuff. Celsius is the least intimidating of the two temperature measurements. You know?
So like, if they rebranded to Fahrenheit, you're not interested in that.
I'm not interested. No, I don't want Fahrenheit. I want Celsius is not going to like, it's fine.
Have you tried Alani?
No, I haven't tried Alani. I haven't. No,
that seems more up your aisle then, I guess, for energy drinks.
Yeah. It sounds. Yeah, because I feel like if I drink one of the others, I'm going to be shaken. I'm going to be tingling. Yeah. I don't know that I want that.
Okay.
So that's that. Speaking of our side conversation, let me get this in and we'll get back to the Auburn stuff. I laughed a lot at one of our, this is one of the great comments we've ever gotten on our live show Friday.
Oh, great.
Can I share this with you?
Sure. I don't know if I know where you're headed with this.
This is from Telbon 8869.
Great.
Here's the quote. Okay. I know you guys have to come up with daily content during the off season, so you have to fill airtime. It's bad enough how you obsess over every minute detail of the teams, coaches, recruiting, etc., and engage in endless speculation, but wasting time on your inane five best beverages of all time is the epitome of asinine. First of all, several $5 words in there. Kudos to you, Telbon.
Wait, so
but if you
understand the need for daily content, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So I appreciate that. It's tough sometimes. It's not tough right now. It will be in a month, but that's fine.
Yeah. So you have, it's bad enough how you obsess over every minute detail of the teams, coaches, recruiting, and engage in endless speculation.
What do you want? Like, genuinely, when you click on the video,
which was
an AI thumbnail of you, like, freaking out. Like, clearly that's what we're going for. What did you want? What are you expecting?
Oh, I laughed until I almost passed out Friday, because if you take away talking about the coaches, the players, recruiting, speculation, there's nothing left. There's no, the premise of the show, the whole idea behind this thing is gone. It's an Auburn show.
An Auburn daily show. And look, you know, there are some shows that aren't daily that are very good. And like, it's a little bit of a different game, right? If you do a show once a week, it's like, yeah, you don't really have to like stretch that much. But like, so when we started this too, like, let's pat ourselves on the back for a second. I was really concerned that this and Locked On were going to be like the same show. Like, we're going to do twice a day. Like, I'm actually really impressed that we've done two, but to do like multiple daily shows. And it's like, but don't get in the weeds. Also, as soon as you break content, shame on you. That's crazy.
I know you guys have to paint pictures every day, but look, aside from using black and white and red and orange and yellow and green and blue and purple and I mean, seriously, once you start adding some of the pastel colors, it gets to be a little much. Let's don't do any of that, please.
Can I tell you, this reminds me of one of the most like shocked, speechless moments I've ever had, which sure. I always have something to say, right?
Yeah.
So for those like on Locked On, I oversee the college channel, and I'm not going to like say details or anything, but there was a host that we thought was like a leader in his market that we hired to do Locked On, you know, whatever that college was. And they weren't really getting it. Like the first 2 weeks, I'm like, and this guy's like a force in that market. Like we were super pumped to get him. And after about 2 weeks, I'm hopping on the phone with him, and it's like, he's like, man, this is more team specific, like too like team specific than I thought. And I'm like,
well, yeah. What do you think it was? Yeah. Uh-huh.
The name's called Locked On the team.
Yeah.
Name. Like, well,
yeah.
Okay. He's like, yeah, it's we'll like, finish out the week and that'll be, I'm like, okay. What did you expect? Yeah. What
it's
is
like,
going on?
It's like, yeah. It's like if you went to work in an ice cream shop and you're like, you know what? there's just more sugar in here than I'm comfortable working around. There's too much dairy. Yeah, it's an ice cream shop.
What'd you think?
Like, it's one thing, Zach, if we talked recruiting one day a week or 2 days a week, and people were like, I just wish you wouldn't do recruiting. That's not for me. That's like,
I get
all
it.
Right, sure. Okay.
Cool. But at least like you know when it is.
Sure. Yeah, because you do that on Locked On with Thursdays. Like, if you're not a Thursday guy, that's why. It's a recruiting thumbs up, thumbs down. I can't tell you how much enjoyment I got out of
teams, well, this is both coaches, like, recruiting. What, how dare y'all zoom in? And also, how dare you waste time not zooming in?
Yeah. So look, I get the people who, I think there was one comment under, it was like, why don't you guys talk sports? Leave the candy comments for something.
That's a reasonable comment. I don't know if this is a show for you, but like, that's a reasonable comment.
Right. Yeah. Yes. But it's like, okay, so no candy talk, no drink talk, but also no football talk.
Weird.
Turn the lights out. You better just lock up.
Why are you on YouTube looking for content about Auburn then? If that's not what you want. Crazy. Crazy.
Oh, okay. I hope everybody enjoyed that. I don't think anybody could enjoy it as much as I did. But my gosh, I just...
Insane.
And I thank you so much for letting me share that, audience, today. I needed to share that from Friday's show.
I mean, you didn't really give them the option.
Oh, man. All right.
You know what the best option is, though?
What?
When you got something wrong with your car, what's the best option, Bradlaugh?
That's easy. It's Precision Tune Auto Care. Wow. You know, if you've ever felt confused or pressured, these guys at Precision Tune Auto Care do it totally differently. You get a full digital inspection. You get photos and videos. I've seen it happen. I've been sitting there next to somebody who had their car at Precision Tune Auto Care, and they're like, oh, they just sent the video.
Do you know where car care meets hospitality? Because I've been wondering.
I believe it's at the PTAC.
Oh, by PTAC, you mean Precision Tune Auto Care.
Yeah, PTAC, Precision Tune Auto Care.
Say the phone number with me. 334. 581. I can't read.
Nope.
I can't read. 334-581-6888. They're ready to help.
Oh, that's outstanding.
Let's lock and load and do what we do.
You know who else is locked and loaded back for another year? Tahad Pettiford.
Yes.
Back. Is this similar to if Cam Coleman would have decided to come back? How similar is my question? Not is this similar. How similar in your mind is it to if Cam Coleman had decided to come back?
I think it's different. My gut says that it's different.
Okay. Like totally different, night and day different?
Yeah.
Okay. Why? Yeah.
Tahad has won here. Cam Coleman has not won anything at Auburn.
Okay. All right. I like that. That is very succinctly put, and I can't really push back on that. Plus, it would have been
Because I kind of felt like you wanted to.
Yeah. No, I did. No, because I kind of came in thinking that it might have been similar from a fan reaction standpoint. I mean, everybody wanted to hide back. And the majority of fans were like, got to have him.
I thought it was a super low chance of happening. In fact, throughout the second half of the season, I talked about probably losing him.
Yep.
And a lot of listeners said, why are you like not giving it a shot? Why are you not giving it a shot? And I'm glad I was wrong on that. I wanted to hod back. I just didn't think it was extremely likely. And maybe it wasn't likely. And just Auburn either made a stronger push than a lot of people were expecting, or did certain guys not become available? When we did the barn cast last night, Kyle kind of opened up the live stream with saying, like, folks maybe don't value retention enough. And I think he's right. Like, look, if Tahad Pettiford would have entered the portal, he would have been the best player in the portal, or at least top five, and it would have become a national story.
Yeah.
And you kept him.
Yeah.
And he's going into next season as one of, expecting to be one of the best guards in the country.
Yeah.
And you landed him. And that's a big deal.
It is really interesting how familiarity affects it's odd how as fans, the fan part of us sometimes picks and chooses what we want to value, and there's not a lot of consistency across the board.
Sure.
Because there may have been some who are like, you know what, Tejada really dropped off from his freshman to a sophomore year when he was asked to play a different role, and him leaving wouldn't have been terribly affecting to them.
Okay.
And then the other would have been like, yeah, but if you would have gotten him in the portal, if he had come from another school and you got him, you'd be doing somersaults, to your point.
Exactly.
I do think that, you know, with Freeman announcing that he was going to transfer, I think the news from Tejada is a jolt. It's a boost. I do think there is something to retention. Auburn's Final Four team had guys that came back for another year. The only brand new guy was Miles Kelly, right? Wasn't he the only new guy? I think that's right. Because you had Denver.
Well, and then they went out and got McGee's, but that didn't work.
Right. Of the guys who played.
As far as contributors.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, he was the only guy. Everybody else had been with the program for their second or third, or in Dylan's case, fourth years.
Yeah.
So there is something to retention. My only, like, the one little addendum that I'd like to put into the conversation about Tejada, because the way we talk about basketball transfers now is, well, like, are you going to showcase their talent, or are you giving them the money that they need? Are they
right?
This is my old man yelling at the sky addition to this conversation.
Great.
I don't hear a lot of conversation about what that player can do for your program. It's all about what the program can do for the player, whether it's money or showcasing skills or whatever. It's like, all right, I hope and I trust that if they've brought Tejada back, there's been a conversation about, all right, what does leadership look like in your second year as the starting point guard, if he's going to be the starting point guard, and they're not going to move some things around, have him play two some, or so on and so forth. What does leadership look like in this coming season? And I just think that, like, at times, as much as we all love Tejada, I think it's fair that at times he wanted to be a basketball player more than he wanted to be a leader of the team.
And I think that's okay. Like, yeah. I think you can be the best player on a team and not be a leader. That's okay. The best player on your team does not have to lead. That's fine.
When it's your point guard,
you
though,
do
there
need
is
to know yeah. that. That again?
I was just going to say, but when it's your point guard, there's another element of leadership that has to come from the guy at that position.
Yeah. Well, I mean, would you say was Denver the leader of the Final Four team?
He was one of them.
He was a leader.
Yeah.
For sure. But I wouldn't say he was, like, the biggest leader.
No, I wouldn't either.
I'm trying to put myself back and, like, you know, watching that 2019 team. Yeah, like,
Jared Harper
was electric. Yeah.
He was the leader.
Yeah, he was. He was. I mean, I think it's like with football. Like, do you want your quarterback to be the leader of your team? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some exceptions to that. Like, that doesn't have to be.
I think it's more the case in football than it is in basketball.
It definitely is more the point in football, sure.
Because I
mean, the natural ability of it. But can you go into this season with Kevin Overton being your leader and you still be okay?
Sure.
Yes, I think so, 100%.
You could also have a big man. Like, it depends on what they're able to do in the portal with big men.
Right.
Because, again, Janai and Dylan were leaders of the last Final Four team.
Yeah,
sure. The last regular season SEC championship team before that one, well, Jabari Smith was the leader of the team. Jabari Smith, Walker Kessler. They were leaders. Wendell Green Jr. was the point guard. He was a leader, but I probably consider him a secondary leader on that team.
Yeah.
So that's true. It doesn't have to be the point guard. But I think when your best player is also a point guard, there's...
You'd prefer it for sure. I'm not pushing back on that at all, but I don't... And look, I mean, was the Tejada Keyshawn Hall dynamic detrimental?
Great.
It could have been.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yep.
We'll see.
Yeah. That's true.
You're true.
Thanks. Baseball was true this weekend, hitting.
That's true.
Baseball had 38 hits this weekend. And I'll tell you, that was really good after, like, after Tuesday last week, Jack State, everybody had a bad taste in their mouth. Everybody.
Good.
Bad feelings. And then you come out and get 14 hits. Drop game two, left a lot of guys on base, fell behind early. And then like 14 more yesterday or 15 or something like that in yesterday's game. So 11-0 run rule game. Good to see.
It is good to see. That is good to see. And so, I mean, you look at what they've done throughout conference play. I mean, every team in the conference saying going into conference play, if you go 500, yeah, you got a really good chance of hosting a regional.
Yeah.
And Auburn is in a good position to do that, despite some bad weekends lately, or really just one like super bad weekend. Everything else, I think, has actually been pretty excusable. So,
Now
you're chipping away at that. And, you know, every time you win 2 out of 3 in this conference, like, that's a step closer.
Georgia is 11-4. They have the best record in the SEC at the halfway point. The second best record in the conference, Texas and Texas A&M, are 9-5 because they didn't play their full series. They got rained out. They canceled their game yesterday.
Okay.
So they're 9-5, but like 10-5 because one of those teams would have won that. Auburn's 8-7. Like, you've just got 13 of the 16 teams are all within about 2 games of each other. Away from second place. It's just that's baseball, and that's SEC baseball this year. So,
yeah, right. So, you know, we're such a football fan base. And I mean, to some extent, I was guilty of this too. And a lot of it stinks because of who swept you and who you had your worst weekend of the year against. Like, that's just unfortunate. That's unfortunate for everyone involved. And it just kind of, you know, I don't know if there's really any other words to say that I could say on the show. So, they've battled out of it since then, which is what you want to see. But they won exactly. You know, 2 out of 3 against Arkansas, then 2 out of 3 against Kentucky, 2 really solid teams. Not as good, I think, as they thought preseason or at least going into conference, but still 2 really solid teams.
But then Arkansas swept Alabama last weekend in Tuscaloosa. Like, it just, man. That's
Kentucky swept Alabama too, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah. That sweeps are so rare, and yet you're seeing a whole lot more of them, and yet everybody's still jumbled up in the middle.
Yep.
It's not supposed to be all those things.
Right.
But you're seeing them.
That's right.
All right. That is all I have for you today, Zach.
Tomorrow, all right. That does it for today's show.
Hey, tomorrow's a scrimmage day. Football scrimmage is tomorrow.
That's fun.
It's Monday. Make it the best day you can. Please subscribe if you haven't already. Remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.